this afternoon. Yeah. Well, I want to welcome all of our listeners that are listening. This is our Wednesday night live service, and it's kind of like a Q&A service. And we call this the Round Table. And tonight I'm actually here with Pastor Tim and Pastor Kurt, and we are actually discussing about some of the things that we're approaching. And one of the things that we're approaching is the holidays and how the holidays tend to affect us personally. And we want to tell our listeners out there to kind of separate yourselves from the holidays in the sense of being discouraged and feeling so bogged down. And one of the things, each one of us felt how the holidays tend to play a big toll on us. And I'm going to start off with what I felt that the holidays put a big toll on is people tend to feel lonely through the holidays. And I want our listeners to kind of realize not to get themselves caught up in that area of loneliness due to the fact that it's the holidays and you don't feel part of maybe the families, or you might have you might not have a significant other, like a boyfriend or girlfriend, or husband and wife, or your children are growing up and they're moving out and they're getting associating with their families and stuff like that. And we tend to have a lot of mixed emotions around the holidays. And the only thing that I can say is, embrace the ones that are around you. See the love that is just around you and not get so caught up of the have-nots. But look at what you have and just kind of make the best of what you have around you. How do you feel, Pastor Tim?
It's a great subject matter. I know for myself, I used to be in that dark place where, you start to feel lonely and you start to get a woe is me and you start to look at other people and you kind of envy where they're at with their significant other. And it's so easy to fall into like depression, but you have to kind of force yourself to look at the good and look at like the things that you have. Like if you have a sister or a brother, or you have kids, and you can find your joy in them, and instead of just focusing on what we don't have, because it's so easy to fall into despair off of depression. And when you don't want to fall in despair, because that's where you really lose hope. So at this present time in the holiday season, just focus on the good things. Try to find that joy in the people around you and the things that you're doing constantly during the holidays. And don't focus on all that other fluff that we call it, which is, running around, having to feel obligated to buy all these gifts and everything, because that can also put you into a depression as well.
That's a good point that you mentioned. Monetary, money. A lot of times, the holidays tend to make us spend more than what we have, or, we feel guilty. And Pastor Kurt was actually talking about, some of the guys maybe out of work or, not feeling as they can make the monies that they need. Like you were mentioning that you had some guys that were laid off or something.
Talk about that one. Well, at this time of the season in construction, there's waves of, peaks where everybody's working, and a lot of contractors lay off before the holidays because it's slow, work slows down, and there's not a big push for work because there's a couple, like about a month, but probably a week between Thanksgiving and after New Year's, where they know the work level is going to be down, so it doesn't cost them a lot of money with with people, because the workforce goes down at that time. So people get laid off, and then in their heads, because of the traditions that they've been taught since they were kids, they feel obligated that they have to buy this for their children and for their wives. And it's almost, you know, that's not what love is. You know what I mean? And that, but that's what the world teaches them. And the sad part about it is they run their credit card debt up. They go into debt for a day, which is just a blink of an eye, instead of cherishing, like we were talking about, the ones that you love. Or, you know, I'm a firm believer in, listen, if they don't love you through the tough times, it's not love, you know, and really, and any couple. And I mean, I'm a testimony of that. I've had rough times through the last 25 to 30 years with my wife, and man, we're stronger than ever. So I know that was meant to be, you know, and I'm not, you know, condemning anybody, but that's, you know, if they're going to stand by you, they'll stand by you if you give them a napkin or a Mercedes Benz. You know what I mean? So just try to take that pressure off of yourself and know that, you know, it's all in God's plan. Everything that happens is in God's plan for your life. And sometimes he strips you of everything so he can build you up. So, but you have to be happy with where you're at and accept where you're at, you know. But it's a tough time in these holidays when you see everything going on, where you see these commercials and everybody's smiling and skipping, and you're not. Mm-hmm. You know, you have that emptiness inside thinking that there's a monetary thing that's going to make you happy or joyful and give you peace. And it's really just, it's not the truth gift that God wants to give you. Mm-hmm. And that's driven, if you're alone, I'm going to tell you this right now. There's a relationship out there that wants you, and that's God. Mm-hmm. And if you can start there and give everything up to him, and you're lonely and you're looking for a mate, and Tim's a testimony of it, when you put it all in the back burner and trust God and have that relationship with God, that mate will come. And you have to believe that and know that God's for you, not against you, you know. And it is a tough time this time of year. You know, words can only say so much, but like what Pastor Jim was saying, you have to be grateful and thankful for what you have, you know. And if it's your brother, your sister, a friend, your dog, you know what I mean? Somebody that doesn't judge you. You know what I mean? That loves you for who you are. That's the ones that you want to surround yourself with at this time of year. I really believe that.
Yeah. And if you can just embrace, you know, what's around you. You know, one of the things too is when you go through the holidays and you visit other families and you have other families involved, and it's almost like you got to keep up with the Joneses, and everybody's in competition, and you know, did I get a better gift, or did I get a gift, or, you know, and all this other stuff. And it really causes a lot of frustration. And me personally, I think the holiday started out with a good gesture,
good intentions.
But then it got to the point where it got out of hand and out of control, and we lost the basic values of what the holidays bring, you know, bring good cheers and, you know, good joys and happinesses, you know. And I'm hoping and praying that our listeners and those that are here tonight will be able to embrace the older traditions of the holidays, where it wasn't so caught up in the hustle and the bustle, and, you know, but you can just kind of just reflect and be grateful for, like, we went through Thanksgiving. That was a good time of just reflecting on all the good thankfulness things that we have. A look back at the year that we just passed and say to ourselves, you know, I'm really grateful for this that happened in my life. And I'm very grateful that, you know, I might have lost, for me, here's a perfect example, transition of business and going full-time into ministry and all that. And you can look at the negative ends of it and say, you know, what you may not have or whatever, or the things that you're not doing now. But then you look at the positive things of what you do have, and you know, I'm very grateful for the transition in my heart now, Before I was kind of bogged and had a hard time accepting it. I don't know if anyone out there is listening that has ever been in the world in the sense of doing the things that the world calls you to do, or and then, you know, separate yourself and be called into ministry, and it's a whole new world. It's like, woo, whoa, what's going on here? It's a whole different experience. But I've come to the point where I'm very grateful, and these are the things that we have to reflect on the holidays moving forward. You know, you might not have as much family now. Like, some that are listening might have lost some family. Maybe some of your children grew up and now they're associating with another family because they've gotten married or they moved on and they have friends and stuff like that. And life changes. How many people's lives have changed just here with us tonight? And, you know, and we reflect back. And sometimes through those changes, we might feel missed out or lost or, you know, and feel sad. Don't feel missed out or sad or lost. You know, embrace the new life that I believe God is giving us all, because I know that I believe in the sense that this year is a new year and things are going to change in everybody's life. How many people would agree with that one? You know, there's a change. We're holding a Friday night candlelight visual service on the 22nd of December.
I'm sorry, 23rd
of December. It is a Friday night, and we're holding that on because Christmas falls on a Sunday, and we normally have Sunday service. And it's going to reflect on the new year, you know, and being able to change coming up for the new year. And, you know, God is calling us, and I believe this is a prophetic message of the doors opening up for this place called the Kingdom of God. And it's a revelational knowledge that has been given to us for many, many years, but it's a spiritual knowledge that we lost focus on and how to enter into the Kingdom of God. And I truly believe that when we learn to enter into the Kingdom of God, that really truly is our salvation for an eternal life. And one of the things is righteousness, which we have to understand and obtain God's righteousness in the sense of not in good deeds, but being obedient to that still small voice that's written on our heart. And as we follow that, we tend to walk in God's righteousness. And the other is peace. And the other one is joy. Well, if our peace and our joy are attacked, it's very hard to hear the still small voice that's written on our heart. So we have to really war and protect peace. And I truly believe that with the end of the year and the holidays and how the traditions of men tend to accommodate us and attack us in the sense of certain thoughts and like gift buying, you know, family and the way things move on and not all the family is there. And a lot of times, you know, we have a new alteration and our lives have changed. We have to learn to embrace what's around us and to learn how to obtain joy. And and if our joy starts getting attacked, I look at this as the way that darkness tends to steal us from being able to hear that still small voice to fall into the righteousness of God. How many people kind of follow or understand what I'm trying to say? And so it's very important to begin to understand how to, I guess, accept joy and peace in this holiday because of the way traditions tend to bog us down. I know that there may be some out there listening that maybe their children got older and they used to spend a lot of Christmas with their children. and maybe they're off to college or, you know.
I know exactly. It's very interesting he's saying that because I have a son who's really moved on. Mm-hmm. You know, it hurts, but it's great. Whew. I just want him to be happy and have that relationship with God. And he has moved on. Mm-hmm. I don't see him. Mm-hmm. But it's a phone call, you know. It's cool. Mm-hmm. It's funny you talked about that. Very interesting.
See, here's a perfect example of how I believe God's bringing healing into a lot of areas of our hearts, those that are listening out there. We don't realize some of the things that steal our peace and steal our joy, because we're not, carnally seeing these things, but subconsciously or spiritually we're feeling it. And it really puts a weight on us, and we can't change circumstances that are happening around us, but we can change the way we're thinking and begin to accept the change that is happening around us. And the holidays tend to lock us into a traditional way. And we might have had some good times in the past in a certain way, and we always want to try to hold on to those certain...
They try to relive them. People try to relive those memories.
Yeah.
And it's... That'll bring depression because you'll never have that moment back.
Exactly.
So just cherish the moment as it's there.
Yeah.
And just cherish it.
Mm-hmm.
And just know that there's going to be another moment that you're going to cherish.
Well, with those moments, we have to create them. See, we might have a beautiful setting right in front of us. But because we're reminiscing from the past, we're missing... Yeah, the present moment of creating a new atmosphere or creating a new memory or creating something new with maybe others that are around us. You know, as let's take our children as they move on. As we get older, life definitely really starts changing. And we just lost Pastor Tim. Okay, here he is. He came back. Yeah, we had the heat here. It's starting to kick on there. So, but at the same time, we have a family. It's like Christmas and Thanksgiving and the New Year's and all. It's like a family tradition thing. And this is what really kind of bogs most people down, especially if you're younger and, you know, you're out there and you might have been with a girl or a guy or dating, and maybe you don't have a date now and you're alone. Don't get that bogged down either and have a situation like Pastor Kurt said, that there's someone out there ready for you. You know, if you lay that down, you know, you might be at a Christmas party or by yourself, and next thing you know, you find a new person in your life, and when you least expect it, exactly right. And next thing you know, you found your New Year's husband, wife, whatever it is. But we don't want to get ourselves in that bogged down. We have to look on the bright side coming and moving forward into the holidays. We can't get caught up and allow that peace and that joy to be affected. I truly believe that we are on the threshold of a new generation of life. And we're right there at the threshold. And, you know, moving forward, we need to, there's a dramatic call to protect your peace and protect your joy. There is a tremendous conviction in my heart to get our listeners out there to really understand the importance of protecting your peace and protecting your joy. There is a realm that is out to destroy our lives, and I'm not expecting our listeners to understand this, but just trust me that there is a force of darkness that we can't see that is trying to rob and steal our joy. It's almost like you know, the Grinch that stole Christmas kind of thing. So we have to really protect that. And, you know, through it, these changes in our lives, we can't reflect on them as they're negative. We have to reflect on them as positive. And for some reason or another, the holidays bring it out. How many people would agree with us out there in our audience, just the fact that the holidays tend to bring it out? You know, but Pastor Tim had something to add on this. And
I was just going to say, God does not want anybody to settle, because he always has something better planned for our lives. Mm-hmm. And I work in a field of the automotive industry, and it's fixing cars. And one motto that they always say is, I'd rather have no information than the wrong information. Well, it's the same way when you're dating or you're with somebody. You don't want to have the wrong person. You should rather have nobody than the wrong person. Mm-hmm. Because you might have somebody in your life for the holiday and you know it's not the right person, and you're just putting on a front. It's an act. And it's just kind of to get you by that season until you come into the new year, and all of a sudden you're like, you know what, why am I with this person? They're not bringing you any peace and joy. So I'd rather be by myself and experience the love and the friendship around me with people I enjoy, rather than somebody that's there just to settle for me so I can get by a season. You know, because God has a plan for every single person, and we just need to trust him and trust his ways, and you'll see it come about. Like Pastor Jim and I were talking this morning about getting out and serving. Mm. You know, it's so important. Like, if we could just get out of ourselves and go serve somebody else, God will meet your needs when you least expect it. Because when you're serving somebody else, he'll bring somebody into your life to serve you. It's happened in my life. I can attest to it. You know, when I started out serving this ministry, you know, I had a desire for a mate. And you know what? As I got to serving, it took the focus off of a mate, and I wasn't so concerned and worried and looking for it. And all of a sudden, that person came in my life. But it's because I was getting out of myself and not focusing on that desire or that worried pressure. I was focused on serving ministry and serving other people around me. And I really believe in this time and season, if we just get out of ourselves and just serve other people, serve a ministry, serve your family members, things like that, and see what you can do for them, God will meet your need. Because he knows your desire, because he put it there. And he'll serve you. You watch. It turns around, and it's all of a sudden like, holy smokes, this just came into my life.
Well, you know, I find it interesting. Just the last 4 or 5 weeks, Tim made a commitment to start serving, just even on these Wednesday night discussions. Because we knew there was a need for those that are listening out there to have this round table type discussion. And ever since that, you made that commitment in your heart to serve those that are listening out there to betterment the round table discussion, you got a promotion. He's in the middle of getting a promotion. So let's give the Lord a hand of praise for that one over there. Yeah.
That came out of nowhere.
Came out of nowhere. You know, and, you know, it is so important. You know, the holidays, you always look at giving out good cheers and, you know, stuff like that. And maybe that's a way of them trying to say, you know, break that depression off of you, to go out and give some good cheers and to go help somebody and serve somebody. And you know, I hope those that are listening can kind of grab hold of what is being said tonight, because it's so powerful to understand how to come out of depression, how to change the way you're seeing things, and not being so bogged down with the traditions and the old patterns of what we might have had in the past. I know that there's a lot of big changes in my life around with family and stuff like that, and I can reminisce in the past and say, oh, woe is me. But you know what? I'm embracing the new, and embracing, you know, the loved ones that are around me, and getting me to see things differently, in the sense of, why go and mourn about the past when I can look at the future and embrace the future and love those that are around me in the future. Pastor Kurt has something here to share. He was pointing over to me, and I'd just like to have him take a reading over here and share what, you know, has been placed in front of us.
Yeah, this had a lot to do with what Tim was saying. It says, now this is the confidence that we have in him. See, he wants us to have confidence in God. Mm-hmm. That if we ask anything according to his will, so what's in your heart is his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, if we know that he hears us, we don't doubt it, but we know. Whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. And he's going to grant us whatever you want. Mm-hmm. But it's in his timing. Mm-hmm. You don't want it beforehand. You don't want it after. You want it right in his timing. And he's not. You're not going to be late for anything if you trust God. Mm-hmm. You know? And, you know, Jim was saying, you know, in this year, Jim went full-time ministry, and that's what God put in his heart. Now, if you're out there and you changed a job that was making money, this is what I felt in my heart, that there's somebody out there, they changed the job because they followed their heart, and there's people that are against them. Family members, loved ones, that you made a mistake. You did make a mistake. Mm-hmm. Hold on to that heart, because that heart is God. And your breakthrough is going to come. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be the one smiling. Mm-hmm. Because when you're doing God's will, they can't wipe the smile off your face.
Yeah. Amen.
So it doesn't matter if you're called to a ministry. It doesn't matter if you're called to open a restaurant. Whatever that call is in your life, not everybody's called to be a minister. Mm-hmm. But there's different callings, an electrician, a plumber, a seamstress, whatever it may be. Follow that heart, because that's where God dwells. He doesn't dwell over there. He dwells everywhere, but he's dwelling in your heart, and that's the one that you have to answer to, is the God in your heart.
And you know, those changes, through those changes, you might come across the monetary changes.
Well, absolutely.
And you might not be able to afford all the gifts that you want to give out this year or what have you and stuff like that. But find good cheers, you know, and embrace. It's not all about spending the money for the gifts and stuff like that. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of things that kind of steal our joy and take away our peace over the holidays, you know. And so you look at family that may not be there because they moved on, or monetary issues that you might not have this year or what have you because of job changes or new careers and stuff like that. And, you know, we have to learn to be able to keep that joy and embrace. It almost reminds me of the same situation when God's doing something different in your life and he comes around and says, I'm here, and you're floating around on a boat waiting for help, and you're like, no, that's okay, you know, I'm waiting on God, or, you know, I wish it was like yesterday.
And here comes the Coast Guard. Nah, I'm waiting.
Oh, God. Yeah, oh God, why can't it be like yesterday, you know? It's like, I feel so alone. And then you got a party, like, right there. It's like, you're not alone. I mean, look at all that is in front of you. You just have to open up your eyes to be able to see. And I hope and pray that, you know, those that are out there listening, that God would open up our eyes and be able to see all the goodness that is around us and change the way we're thinking and not reminiscing on the past and be blinded to what has been causing us to fall in depression. How many of people tend to fall in depression during the holidays? It's horrible. And I hope and pray that we can break this stronghold over our lives, break the power and principality that tends to darken us and cause us to fall into depression, and to be able to have our eyes open up and see the new change, the new life that is in front of us, and be able to embrace the betterness of it. And if it's an area that you might be stuck in a financial situation and you can't give out all the gifts that you want to give out like you used to or what have you, you know, bake cookies and give out some cookies.
Yeah.
Bake some banana bread. Give out some banana bread. I just said that because we cooked some banana bread today and had made some loaves, and they didn't turn out to be the greatest, but they taste really good.
Find some decorations.
Yeah, you can find some creative gift matters. But, you know, it's funny how if we humble ourselves, and I truly believe that this year is going to be a big humbling experience for everybody. And I also believe that through the humility and the humbleness that God brings us through, that he's going to exalt us and lift us up. So it's like the storm, you know, is coming now, and then all of a sudden it's going to get calmer and brighter out. The sun's going to come out, and, you know, it's going to be a really good, you know, afternoon, so to say. So with that being said, we have about 15 minutes before we can close. And so I'm just going to pass the mic around, and we're going to give our ending statements and ending closing. And I'm going to actually start off first with the ending. Those that are out there listening, the holidays can really play a big trick on us, and it could really bog us down and cause us to fall into depression, cause us to make us feel lonely and not adequate in one way or another, due to some changes in our lives, or maybe just because of the fact that, you know, it's just an oppression. It just happens to be that way. I want you to just lift your head up and brush yourself off and realize that you're loved out there somewhere. And you just have to embrace the love that is around you. Don't be so blinded about, you know, the love that is around us. Like Pastor Kurt was talking about how his son is moving on. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so easy to get caught up of not feeling that love that he's around. But, you know, be in that position where you know that he is having a new life, and embrace that and be happy for him. And you know that he loves you, and that, you know, that will never change, you know. And so when you do see him, you can give him that positive outlook and embrace him and just tell him how proud you are. And, you know, people out there are watching us, and they're looking to see how we react. And they know when if they're not around or not. And when you can give that positive approval, I mean, there's a great respect coming back, and be like more of an embrace and, you know, love, rather than like a, where have you been, you know? And that kind of pushes them off, you know?
It's either an embrace or a magnet to push away. It's either you or attract or push away.
Yeah.
And we give that power out. The way we react to things, like we were talking about earlier. And yeah, you just have to understand that it's a different part of life, and it's a different step in life. And for your kids, you just want them to be happy. You don't care if they're picking up I don't care if my kids pick up trash. If they're happy, and that's what they're called to do, praise God. You know, and if I see God in their life, that's all I want to see. I don't care about anything else. But yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
You know, a hug goes a long way. And if you can just hug and love them over the holidays, it's not about what big gift you bought them, you know, because most like I'm like having a vision right now where, you know, one individual gave this child a love and a hug and a decorative pine cone, but it came with a big hug and a true hug. And then there was another one who bought him like an electric car, you know, big fancy gift, and yet it didn't come with that love. And, you know,
what was behind it?
Yeah. And you know, the you know, the kid's not like driving around in the car, but like grabbing that pine cone and looking at that pine cone that's decorated, you know, because it came with that
love.
Grab
from
love.
The heart.
Yeah.
Came from love.
Yeah. So I want to pass the mic on to Pastor Tim, and he's going to share. Actually, I'm going to pass it over to Pastor Kurt, and then Tim will close here.
Closing message. Yeah, we're just, my thing is, if you get depressed during the holidays and you're listening out there, his glass is half full. Stay half full.
Amen.
Not half empty. Stay half full. Always try to go to the positive part of it, not in a flaky kind of way, but in a God way. You know, because that can be perverted.
Yeah.
But if you really do get depressed, in my heart, go to your computer, www.glorytothenations.org, and pop on a message. And God's going to touch you where you sit. And he will take that. He'll send the comforter. And God is your comforter. And he's going to give you that peace. He's going to give you that joy or that comfort for that moment until that passes. And if you ask, he will not push you away. He is love. And he will cherish you and love you because he has mercy and compassion on you. But all he's asking for is that cry out to him. So if you fall into that place, it's not a bad place to be. It's actually the perfect place to be. Because God's calling you to his kingdom. Amen.
I just want to leave you with this tonight. Don't resent the holidays. You know, it comes about every year. Mm-hmm. What you need to do is just enjoy who you are. Be who you are. If you want to give, give. It doesn't matter what you give, if it's a little pine cone or if it's something flashy. You know, whatever's on your heart, you do it. If it brings that person joy, embrace the joy as well. But don't beat yourself up. I know people tend to put guilt on themselves because they feel they didn't give enough or they didn't do enough. That's not what this season's about. What the season's about is giving, enjoying, and thinking about Christ. Because Christ is the season. Christ is, but it's basically Christ in you, mm-hmm. the hope of all glory. It's Christ, the divine nature that we teach and hear, that is in every single person. And it's a time to reflect on it and say, you know what? Who am I? I am Christ. He is Christ. He is Christ. You all are Christ because of the divine nature that God placed himself inside of each and every person. And this is just a time and a season right now that we are reflecting on it. And we know the struggles that people have out there because we've all been through it. You know, we're no different than anybody else. But what we've done is we've conquered it because we've changed the way we thought about it. Instead of just putting that guilt and the shame and feeling condemnation and feeling yuck about it, we said, you know what? Let's just have fun with it. Let's have fun with it. We have friends, family members, you know, and we mingle with them. And, you know, we don't let the depression come on because you have to resist it for it to flee. You know, I've been through depression myself many a times, and it takes a strong person to say, hey, God, you know what, and cry out to him in humility and say, I need the help with this department. And you change the way you think to get rid of it. You know, because once you embrace depression, it's not going to leave until you resist it. Because it wants to linger. It's a spirit. It wants to hang around and bring many, many friends with it. And you know what? Shake it off. Resist it. When you sense it's coming on, it's not you. It's not you. It's a spirit. And you need to resist it, and it will flee. Because every single person has a well of joy deep within their heart. And you need to let it bubble up. You know, and that's the, like Pastor was saying, find those things that make you happy. You know, if it's hanging out with a friend or hanging out with a loved one, and just sharing some joy with them. And if they have joy, embrace that joy too so that you have the joy. And let it resurrect within your heart so that the depression and stuff doesn't linger. Because I tell you what, if it's lingering now, after the season, it's going to hang around until we can actually set it free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or you develop bitterness or something bitterness like that. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
But, yeah, don't focus on the have-nots. Focus on the haves.
Yeah, the present moment.
Yeah.
Present moment.
Yeah. Love what's around you and, you know, embrace what's around you and, you know, and don't keep reflecting on the have-nots because there's a lot of have-nots out there. But at the same time, there's a lot that is coming into our life, and this is the area that I want us to be able to recognize and see, the new. You know, I believe moving into the new year, and that's why they call it a new year.
Resolution.
Yeah, there's new things that are coming in front of us. We have to embrace the new. The changes that are happening in our lives are new, and we have to embrace the new. and look at the good in all the new. True. You might not see the good right now, but you'll see the good later. And just keep embracing the good, because God turns all things around for the good to those who love him. And I am sure that we're all out there loving him, and we're all seeking to love him. If you're even just listening and don't know God, you love him because you're seeking. You know, I look at it as you're just a very infant. When Pastor Tim mentioned that we all have Christ in us, I was listening to a speaker on TV who's a newscaster, and he's a very well-known newscaster. And he was speaking to another pastor that he had on his show, who is actually, you know, being coming. It was leaning towards the politics end of it. But one of the things was, is he was talking to this pastor in doctrinal beliefs, I guess. And this one pastor believes that you have to accept Christ into your heart. And this newscaster was like, I actually disagree. I believe everyone has Christ in them. They just need to be awakened to be able to see Christ in them. And I was like, oh my God, that's our doctrine. You know, that's the message. And I believe that God is opening up a lot of people's eyes to really begin to see the newness that is happening. I believe revelational knowledge is being poured out in these next few weeks and months. And, you know, hopefully this year is going to be the year where people will begin to see that it's not coming to the altar and accepting, you know, Christ, but it's actually having an awakening and being able to see that Christ is in us, and we all are all child of God, and it's just a matter of watering the seed and letting it blossom. And, you know, this is water that we're giving you, the new year water, you know. I believe the seed dries out when you fall into this place of depression, and when you fall into that place of mourning. And, you know, we need to be able to brush off the depression, not let your peace be stolen, not let your joy be stolen, but to water it, you know, and to continue to water it. I truly believe the revelational knowledge of watering and maintaining peace and joy will open up the blind eyes. Yep. Peace and joy, because we don't know righteousness yet. We have to teach them righteousness. But at the same time, we can get them to understand peace and joy quickly by warring off depression and by getting them to see things to bring a brighter future into their life. And that in itself will begin to water that Christ seed in them. And it will begin to open their eyes, and they'll begin to see. I truly believe salvation is through peace. You know, when you speak of the scriptures, the Prince of Peace comes into you, you know, the Prince of Peace. And, you know, if we don't have that peace and we're in a mourn or a sense of depression, it's literally robbing our salvation or robbing our growth to be Christ.
Like you were speaking earlier about if you lose your peace, you can't hear God.
Yeah, you can't.
So there's no way for salvation, because it's taking you out of that realm.
True. And well, it's taking you out of righteousness.
Yeah, amen.
Yep. And that's why it's so important to tell our listeners,
to get our listeners to really understand peace and the power of peace and joy. You know, I've been really searching in my own heart. I feel that we're an end time harvest ministry. And no one's going to come to religion in today's world. No one is going to even come to God. And it was prophesied over us a long time ago that we would come around through the back and defeat the darkness and hit them with the haymaker. And I know exactly how that is going to happen. Get people to realize and relate to what peace and joy is, and begin to get their eyes to open up and be able to maintain peace and joy. And as the joy is in their heart, because what is hopelessness? It's kind of a form of depression.
Absolutely.
Yep. Exactly. That means that peace and joy is not there, has left. if we can empower people with peace and empower them with joy, it will bring back life. And that life is everlasting life. That is an eternal life. And as that life enters into them through peace and joy, their eyes are going to open up. And as their eyes, their spiritual eyes enlighten and begin to open up, they're going to begin to start wondering and wanting righteousness. And then we can begin to bring them into righteousness, because you can't see or hear the still small voice that's written on your heart if you're in depression. So if you can remove the depression, then you'll be able to get them to begin to see and hear in their heart and to be able to obtain righteousness. You see, I think what has happened in the past is people is trying to get people without sin and bring them into a form of righteousness first without the peace and joy, but it's impossible.
It's impossible. I was just gonna say that.
You cannot bring them into righteousness, because righteousness is being obedient to the law written on our heart, following that still small voice. And you can't hear it because you're in depression. You can't hear it because the joy is stolen from you. Amen. So we have to leave. We're out of time. But with that being said, yeah, tune in so that you will understand and hear more of this gospel message. And I do want to say one thing. Johan from South Africa, I'm very grateful that you're there. I know God is going to bring us together in our lives. I'm going to share with the other pastors what you've said to me through text. And I'm so grateful that God used us to change your life. Amen? Amen.
Okay, Johan.
God bless. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Amen.